going into a situation with honest intention, just trying to help people instead of trying to get something out of it, allows you to be more genuine and allows people to see who you really are. That will attract the people that you want in your life that will, you know, then go above and beyond for you. You know, you have to give a lot. You have to always be trying to help other people be the champion of their own lives.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is conversation number 85, and I'm super excited and grateful that you're here with me today. I'm very appreciative of the time that you give me to listen to this podcast. I put a lot of work into it, and I love it, though. It's not a bad thing. I love the work that I do, and that is funny because that's one of my missions. My many missions with this podcast is to help you find something that you love to do. And if you already know what you love to do, but you're not able to do it yet, that's what we're trying to figure out here. So these are real life examples of people that have gone out there and figured it out for themselves and are helping other people along the way. My guest today is Joshua Evans. He is a certified strength and conditioning coach, and his dream was something that he pursued for a really long time. He knew, like, when he was 14 years old, which I think is cool because we all have a different timeline, but his was at 14 years old. But it wasn't until he was 27 years old that he was finally able to open up the company that he wanted to open up. So it takes a long time. There's not these overnight successes. That stuff is bullshit. We talk about all this stuff and plenty more, and we definitely focus on the mindset that goes behind getting through all that, all the years, all the droughts, all the hopeless times, the working. He was working for somebody for 6 years for free. A lot of people don't do this stuff. A lot of people don't think about it. A lot of people don't want to put in the work, but you can. If you really want to do it, you will find a way to do it. Josh wanted to do it. He found a way to do it. And this is his story. You can find this conversation and all the other contemplations on christophlewis.com/podcast. And you can find yours truly on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And I would love to hear from you. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We were just saying a moment ago, we connected through a mutual friend, Anthony Mendez, and I was so excited when he said he had some people because he was just such a genuinely good guy. And I knew that, like, anybody that was friends with him was more than likely also a pretty awesome guy. And just in our couple emails we've shared and a little bit we've talked, you're an awesome guy, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know you better and learning into what makes you tick.
Yeah, super excited, man. Mendez is the man too, so I'm glad that he was able to connect us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you were saying you guys worked together a little bit here and there in the past, and you guys kind of separate ways. You're obviously both in the fitness field, and you're both doing incredible things. And one of the things I touched on with you that I absolutely love to talk about is obviously career transitions, but like helping people. And it seems like you kind of go against the grain almost in helping people. Like you said, even I've read, like, in unconventional ways, you're trying to help people and not necessarily what you see on like every other page and every other website. So I think it's really cool, and I want to get into more of that. But for people that don't know who you are that are listening into this right now, can we give maybe a micro synopsis of who you are?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a strength and conditioning coach out of Miami Beach, Florida. I own my own business, The Movement Coach. If you guys that are listening or watching want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram, The Movement Coach and VMT. Basically, what I do is unconventional movement, like you said, focused around holistic approaches to getting people to move better so that they feel better and that they're able to achieve all of the things that they want to do in their everyday life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Short sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so obviously you've gone to, you have a bunch of stuff. You've gone to a good amount of schooling for this. And it's always interesting. Like, I've talked to so many people, and like 80 plus people now, and everybody has kind of had, some people have gone to formal education and done that because it's required for the job. A lot of people have done it and then decided not to do it, like myself, and I dropped out of college, and then I had to figure things out differently, and I'm doing all right now, but it was like this long and crazy path. And then there's some people that haven't really done either, and they have no idea what they want to do. And that's kind of why I started the podcast, is I was like, there's just people from all over the spectrum. Some know exactly what they want to do from an early age. Some have no idea. They go their whole entire lives, and it's really sad to me. And I hope that this is a podcast that would help them. So my question to you would be, like, for you personally, obviously you've done some schooling to get where you're at now, and now you're more in the entrepreneurial field as well. But how early did you kind of like figure out that this was what you wanted to do? And is there any like story behind it, or any like maybe childhood occurrence or something that like motivated you to do it, or something in high school, college, or whatever?
Yeah, so I knew early on that I wanted to work in the health field. I've always been in an exercise type of atmosphere. I played sports my whole life. I come from a very small town in upstate New York, so sports is a huge part of that whole community. I would say like over half of my graduating class from high school was considered an athlete. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so health has always been kind of a big portion of my life. Not always living the healthiest lifestyle, coming from a small town.
Yeah.
But learning along the way kind of what mistakes I made in the past, and what I did right, and how I can kind of help people going down the road. But really, there was two main people growing up that really kind of directed me in the right path. I used to have this teacher that focused a lot on the business side of things. And even though I didn't really think about business, she kind of pointed me like, hey, you like to be part of sports. Maybe you should go and work in at like athletic training, which is more like rehabilitation for athletes.
Sure.
I tried that out a little bit in high school, like working with a physical therapist. There was just something that didn't vibe with me about like telling people, oh, well, you might not be able to play ever again. I don't necessarily want to get in on that.
I can't deliver that.
I do like to work with people and help kind of allow them to make the lives that they want to live and achieve greatness in their own lives. So how else can I do that with athletes? And she said, well, you can try to be like a strength and conditioning coach, which is what I went to school for. And then there was another guy that worked in the weight room in my high school. Growing up in a small town, I was pretty self-conscious. I was overweight as a kid, so I wasn't the most popular. You know, I wasn't the least popular, but I was kind of like in the middle, not really sure who I fit in with, you know?
Sure.
And he kind of took me under his wing.
That's awesome.
And knew that like I wasn't very comfortable being around everyone else, so he would stay late with me when the gym wasn't supposed to be open.
Wow, yeah, that's really generous. That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, so, you know, that was kind of my start in saying, like, okay, like, there's something to this. You know, if you're gonna pay me to train athletes and I get to wear, like, pajamas essentially to work every day with, like, athletic gear, like, sign me up. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I got my start in fitness. And, I mean, that was at, like, 14, you know, so that was awesome that I kind of had a clear path. But there's been some ups and downs along the way. Like you said, you know, I started my own business over a year ago, so... lots of learning experiences that I'm lucky I've been able to share with a lot of people.
Yeah, and I hope we can get into some of that as well. But for the answer to this, it's been really interesting to hear. You said a few things, and obviously you said learning from your mistakes, but you had two mentors there, like one of them that was staying late with you because of you were self-conscious of the way you looked. And I think that's, you said you were 14, so you were in high school. And I think high school is such a crazy, like, playing field. Like we're barely figuring, like, especially in retrospect, we're barely figuring out who we are as a person, and we're so focused, at least in the States, and I know people are listening to this outside of the country too, but at least in the States, like in high school, like people are really focused on like their, like you said, their clique, or like who, like I don't really know who to hang out with, and I'm like really focused on how I look, and so that can be really tough. So to me, it really stands out that somebody stood behind or stayed behind with you and helped you on that. And I think like that kind of even answers my question on a deeper level of why you help people or why you continue to help people and why you continue to get into what you wanted to get into is because somebody like went out of their way to help you when you didn't feel comfortable doing it in the spotlight, if you will, or in the regular light, like right out there in the class, and they stayed with you. So I think like from an outside perspective, having just met you, like this person helped you and now you're continuing to help people. So I think like that's a good thing to like kind of pull out of this conversation already. Things that you're doing right now, especially at a young age like that to kids, is going to be such or going to have such a lasting effect for people, right? So I think when you take your time, not only are you helping them then, but like that person helps you and now you're helping other people. So like it just goes on and on and on. So I think that was really incredible. And one of the other things you said, you were asking yourself, like, essentially, how can I do what I love? Because you didn't like doing the one, I think, like the physical therapist, essentially, at first. Yeah, but you knew you liked helping people and like working with people in a way like that. So I think it's good to kind of like pull that out of the conversation as well for people listening, since I focus on career transitions. And it's awesome that you learned that from an early age, and 14 is pretty darn early, but you didn't like know which way you wanted to go, but you kind of knew like a general, like, I like doing like this, like I'm making a huge circle with my arms, and I'm like, you kind of know like this. And then you slowly made it smaller and smaller circles, and then you figured out slowly but surely, but you kept up with it. You didn't give up and you found your way now. And how old are you now? You don't mind?
I'll be 28 in October.
28. So yeah, double the age, and you opened up, congratulations, your own place over a year ago. So it's like, you know, double the time. So 13 years later from like when you've had that idea. And it's crazy because I think people like have ideas to create things like in the now. And they're like, we live, and this is like so cliche almost now, like we live in the now societies, but here it is. It took you like 13 years from when you knew. So I just would want people to be very patient with what they do. But I think it's incredible how you kind of evolved in what you're doing now, especially unconventionally and holistically.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like if you don't start somewhere, you know, you can't get to where you want to go, right? Like nothing is going to be perfect in the beginning, you know, and even my interest within fitness, like you kind of said, right? Like, okay, I thought at first I wanted to be like a physical therapist for athletes. And then I went into strength and conditioning for athletes. And now I don't even work with athletes. I work with general population people, like executives and moms and dads, you know, in Miami Beach. So even though my focus on who I've worked with and what specifically I'm doing with them has changed over the years, my approach has always been the same, right? Where I do want to help people because, like you said, right, other people have helped me.
Yeah.
I think any person you talk to, and you've talked to a lot of successful people through this podcast, I'm sure through your life, they'll probably all say the same thing, right? Like there's always been that one or two people that have kind of like given them that positive nudge that they needed to be able to say, okay, you know, believing in myself is worth the risk. You know, doing things that other people don't think are beneficial for their lives might be beneficial for mine. It might be worth that risk, you know? So even though you have those like little things in the back of your head that tell you, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this because Susie or Jerry said, don't do it. Like I can't listen to those people. I have to try to, you know, figure out what's best for me. And, you know, even if it doesn't work out for me, it's a way that I know like, okay, at least that's something that I can not have to focus on anymore.
Yeah.
And I can move forward, you know, and try something else and try to figure out how I'm going to be happy, whatever that means.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. At least, you know, like that's not a route to take, because I've heard people say something similar like that before. And then as I start to hear it, and you've said it again, and you can speak from personal experience, that's why I love talking to people, because I'm like, you have such that it's like all this mindset of like, well, the people will say like, oh, I wasted my time and I don't even like this. And I'm like, said, like, it's not a waste of time. You now know you've funneled even more down into like what you really want to do, whether you think it or not, you've eliminated one path. So I think it's really, really cool to be able to do that with what you want to do. And like you're saying, like, you don't know how you're going to affect somebody's life. Like the little things somebody can say to you, like the positive encouragement that you give to somebody could be, I was literally just talking to somebody about this earlier today, and it's so cool to hear this again, like, and have it come up on the recording, because you have no idea, like, the positive, like the person that was staying late with you, or maybe that's like we always say, like, don't always listen to people saying like, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that. Well, what about the inverse? What about like us going out of our way and saying like, hey, you can do this. You're like, be that person, like right. the can do attitude for somebody else. Cause sometimes we don't always have the encouragement or the confidence ourselves. So you had a lot of good right. people in your life. It sounds like, was there people later in life? You had these mentors early in life, you said in high school, but did you have like this evolution of mentorship throughout your life? Or do you have anybody now maybe that stands out?
Yeah, there's been a couple people throughout. I mean, definitely when I was, I did my undergraduate work at Syracuse University. I'm being from upstate New York, that's yeah, a big school.
Sure.
I grew up a big Orangeman fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I worked for a strength coach there by the name of William Hicks, and he was one of the top strength coaches in the country. And he was always a big guy about like tucking in your shirt. And,
yeah.
You know, if you use dumbbells, you put the dumbbells back on the rack. You don't put them on the floor. Like, you know, little things like that, that you might not notice, but a lot of people do notice in
sure.
terms of like, you know, your character and stuff mm-hmm. that I really learned a lot from him about
that's so
you know,
cool.
doing the little things right. You know, when I got to Equinox, I was able to work with a guy by the name of Kevon Daly. He happens to be one of the managers at one of the locations here in Miami now. He's a great guy. He really taught me how to kind of shift out of that athletic mindset where it's like, go, 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 go. You're under a huge time crunch, right? Because there's never enough time, right? To get these athletes.
Yeah, believe me, I know all about it.
Yeah, to working with general population people, you know, where you really do have to slow things down for them. Mm-hmm. You know, their whole lives are mm-hmm. crazy and hectic. Mm-hmm. Work, traveling across the country or into different countries, doing all these different things and taking care of their family. Like, you got to tell them, like, okay, we're gonna calm it down a little bit. We're gonna try to focus on the little things, you know, and how about your breath, right? Like, do you even pay attention to how you're breathing and how that affects you?
Sure.
You know? So learning that whole side of things and how to really communicate with adults now, you know, and people who are really high achievers and well-respected and, you know, and still finding these struggles that you and I and everyone else deals with, you know, like everyone thinks that, you know, once you have a bunch of money that all these problems go away. Doesn't exist.
It's
right?
Like so, different problems come up. Yeah.
Right. How do you communicate with those people and get them to relate that, like, you know, they can do it,
yeah.
you know, and they can achieve these things. And even though they seem insurmountable, like they're possible, right? Like the best, you know, there's only one way to eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time. So getting these people to understand that, you know, you can do things. It just takes time, just like building their careers did. You know, was a big challenge for me, and I was lucky to have Kevon there to kind of help me out and tell me, okay, man, like, you know, slow it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to get these people to understand that, like, this is going to be a progression.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a big help for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like you were able to, because I've struggled with finding mentorship at certain times in my life, and it sounds like you took advantage of your environment. You said in college and then later at that job, you had people in your lives. And I think like having the ability to recognize that people want to help and then not being afraid to ask for help, like that's a topic that comes up a lot, right? It's kind of like swallowing your pride to ask for help and get that person as a mentor.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, right? Like people are afraid of failure, you know? So they're afraid to ask for help because like, well, what if that person thinks that I'm a failure because they need help?
Yeah.
What if that person doesn't agree with me because I need help or something else comes up, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, you know, I've been super lucky that, you know, I've also had a lot of luck, right? Where I've fallen into these types of situations where like, you know, I didn't necessarily know that this strength coach that I worked for, or this person that I knew was going to be such a huge influence in my life, and they just happened to be. But again, right, going back to, you know, going into a situation with honest intentions and just trying to help people instead of trying to get something out of it,
sure.
you know, allows you to be more genuine and allows people to see who you really are. And that will attract the people that you want in your life that will, you know, then go above and beyond yeah. for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
You know, you have to give a lot, you know, you have to always be trying to help other people be the champion of their own lives so that they, you know, want to be around you, and then everyone wins.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You said honest intentions, and I'm like, gosh, and just like helping people, I think, like, and or at least I can see a lot of people, you think they want to help people, and it's can be hard to decipher. Like, my issue now is, like, not how I get the information, but how I decipher the information. And then, like, furthermore, and more relevant to what we're talking about, it's like, who should I listen to? There's so many quote-unquote experts out there. There's so many people that look like they want to help people. Are they just doing it because they're, like, genuinely good people? So how do we decipher this? And I think it's such, like, an incredible time to live in where, like, information's no longer the problem. Like, that's I think that gets, like, overlooked, like, how cool that is. Like, to me, I know it's, like, I was just having a conversation with a bunch of people earlier today about, like, technology and how, like, we envision future technology. It seems crazy. It seems futuristic. But then when we have it, like a cell phone, like, it's idiotic that I even think that's cool now. Like, that's expectant. So right. I think, like, all of these things are, like, so strung together, and we just expect that kind of stuff. So when it comes back to, like, deciphering information, like, okay, now we have all this information. How do we decipher what we really need to hear? Who do we listen to? So I think it's cool. You mentioned a little bit of luck, and maybe luck does have to do with it, but I'm a firm believer that, I mean, don't sell yourself short, because you were, like, always from, like, you know, from, like, 14, and I'm sure earlier you had this, like, mindset of, like, wanting to be engaged with people and help people honestly and genuinely and authentically and all those incredible synonyms. And I think that, like, because we make these honest decisions and these decisions that are where we want to benefit ourselves and benefit other people, because that's fine. Like, it's okay to want to, you know, I think we need to get away from that stereotype or that negative connotation of trying to benefit ourselves. But because you're going through life, you want to make these best decisions. So I think you put yourself in the position to where it may seem like luck, but I feel like those people, like, it, when you were talking, I was thinking about, like, the energy that we emit, right? So whether you subscribe to that or not, I think, like, energy or the vibe or whatever you want to say it is, like, the vibe that you put out into the earth is, like, what's going to be reciprocated to you. And I think, like, you, Josh, you were that type of person your whole entire life where you were putting out a good vibe, a good energy, and I think that came back to you. So whether it's luck or not, like, you're doing good things and you want to help people. So I think it comes back to you. And sometimes when you least expect it, and then even more so, like, sometimes it doesn't come back at all, and it doesn't come back for a long time, and it can be frustrating. I mean, have you have moments of, like, droughts essentially where you're like, nothing's going right, like, this business is never going to take off, or I don't know if I could actually go into the kind of medicine or sciences that I want to get into, or, you know, and everything that you study. I mean, have you had problems like that?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, when I was only a student, right, going through my undergrad and graduate work, but I worked for free for 6 years, you know, as an intern and a graduate.
Yeah, man, like, that's a long time.
Not a penny, not one penny, you know, for 6 years, working a lot of hours, you know? And I just understood that if I was around these people that wanted to help me and really, like you said, honestly, were looking out for my best interest, as long as I worked hard, right, opportunities would show up or would come about, right? And even when I started in the actual professional field after school, like, I started out at Equinox not even knowing really what the company was about. You know, I come from a very small town, so we don't have big corporate gyms like that, you know? And then I went right into collegiate athletics, so my whole life was consumed with that, not even knowing, like, what big box gyms were like.
Sure.
You know, so when I got to Equinox and they were like, okay, well, you're going to have to go on the floor and pick up clients. And in the meantime, we're going to pay you for the hours you're on the floor, but, you know, that's it. You got to figure it out. Like, okay, well, guess I'm eating peanut butter sandwiches for a while, you know, until I get some clients here. So, you know, there's definitely some tough times where I doubted, like, is this really going to be what it is? Like, am I going to be able to make enough money so I could survive? So I could, you know, live the fulfilling life I want. I don't have to be a millionaire, you know, to be happy, but I have to be able to provide for myself so that I can have opportunities to do things that I want to do with my life. And there were definitely some tough times along the road, but it's all about knowing that if you're putting in the work and you're doing the right things and you're going into it with, you know, again, back to that word, intention, you know, positive intention, you know, that eventually, right? You don't know when, but eventually good things will come your way, right? Like you said, they may never come, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like they might not come from the avenues that we all expect, right? But they're going to come. They're going to come. And you need to be prepared for those situations, you know, and have this positive outlook on things. So you can see that little glimmer of hope.
Sure.
You know, it's not going to be this big, it's not always going to be this big, like, hit you in the face moment where someone just comes and says, I'm going to open a business with you. Here's $1 million. Hey, you know, I saw you pick up that towel on the ground when five people walked by, you know, and, you know, I want you to become my trainer. And
your golden ticket, yeah.
You know, 5 years down the road, you know?
Yeah.
So you never know, right? You have to just go into it knowing I'm doing this because it's the right thing to do. And if I continually do the right things, good things will happen to me.
Yeah, you know? It's hard. That was going to be like one of my follow-up questions that I was thinking about is like, how is your mindset through all that? Like, those droughts do happen. And how do you like maintain sanity and optimism and positivity? And it can be hard. And I think sometimes it's okay to like be, I don't want to say depressed, but it's okay to like, I also don't want to like encourage losing hope, but I'm just saying like those are natural emotions. Our emotions as they are, they ebb and flow. And I think once we're aware of those emotions and we're able to, like, we have these initial emotions and these ideas and these thoughts that come into our head. But the thing is that we can go past that and we can control our initial reactions, our initial emotions. So when we're experiencing these droughts, like you said it yourself, you just kept on telling yourself that I'm going to get through this. I'm going to make it. And like doing it for like 6 years pro bono and, you know, going up on the gym floor, never having done that before and having to pick up your own clients, like that's super intimidating to somebody that's never been in that situation. So whatever career you're doing, listening to this, like this is like substitute like your variable into going onto the gym floor and picking up your own clients or working for free for 6 years. And we're not saying like that's the way you got to do it, but essentially is like shit can get hard. It can last for not just a couple days, not just a couple weeks or months, but it can last years and long. And you have to, if you really want to better yourself, like I always say, like if you want to maintain and be comfortable, then I'm happy for you that you're in that place. That's great. But this isn't the podcast for you. This is the growth mindset podcast for people that wanted to better themselves. And that's what you were doing. So because you subscribe to that mentality and you had to maintain that positivity and that optimism, and because of that, you were able to get through the droughts is what it sounds like to me.
Right. I mean, like you said, right? Going above and beyond and going through a lot of hardship, right? It's not for everyone, you know, but if you are ready to change your life and do something that you think is going to be more fulfilling than that 9-to-5 grind, then you have to go into it understanding that most of the days are going to suck, right? But all of that emotion and feeling is feedback so that you can learn from these situations and that you can make better decisions or react to situations differently in order to continually make progress in your life and in the lives of other people, right? Everything that we go through, all of our experiences, all feedback that we can learn from, you know, just like exercise, right? If I do something and it doesn't feel right when I do a deadlift and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have lifted it that way. Okay, I'm learning.
Sure.
What I shouldn't be doing, you know, I'm learning what works and what doesn't work. And if emotionally something isn't resonating with me, then I need to figure out why it's not resonating with me and do something about it so that I can live a better life.
Yeah. As long as you do actually do something about it and you don't go out there and you lift the weight the wrong way again and throw it your back.
Right. I mean, that's you know, and that goes across the board in all aspects of your life. Right. Like if you want change, talking about things is a great start. But unless you actually take those ideas out of your head or off of that piece of paper and put them into action and try them out and understand that not everything is going to be perfect. Not everything is going to go the way you expect, but it's all a growth learning experience. Then you can keep going. You can go years without getting paid or without seeing the benefit that you want, because you know eventually it's going to turn around. All this hard work is going to pay off, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for those overnight successes, right? Those don't really exist, right? Like not everyone can turn into an overnight YouTube star, you know, even though everyone wants that, seems like nowadays, right? Like the majority of the people that are successful grind daily, you know, and are more resilient because of that grind, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that that's an integral part of why people are so successful in the long run, right? They know that they can get through those hard times and get to greener pastures.
Yeah. No, that was perfectly said. All those things like that you were saying earlier, coupled with what you said, like there's no one moment, there's no overnight success. And maybe a one out of like a billion is a one out, you know, one moment right. or something like that. It's pretty rare. And I think the ones that you do see more regularly are probably because they're portraying it that way and they're marketing it that way, that it was an overnight success and they know it sells and they want people to buy. So again, it goes back to like how you're acquiring your information. How are you picking your mentors, or at least the people that you follow on social media? And I think that's important because we spend a lot of time on social media, which I don't think is a bad time, or I don't think it's a bad thing to spend a bunch of time on social media, depending on who you're following and where you're getting your information from. But because we do spend so much time, like I spend a ton of time on social media, but if I'm constantly like seeing negativity, or I'm seeing like fake overnight artists or whatever you want to call them, you know, or people that are just not like good people essentially, then that's slowly going to wear on me. Cause you've mentioned a few times, like it's the little things, right? So if I'm like seeing a little bit of negativity or a little bit of like overnight success every day when I'm on social media, then I'm going to think like, oh, why am I not an overnight success? And then you actually might give up a lot quicker because you're not obtaining the success as quick as you've seen these other people portrayed as. So you have to be really careful. Like, once again, like all these things have been so tied together. Everything that we're saying, like the overnight successes, the one moments, like all this character stuff, the little things, being patient, having a good, clean, honest, genuine, authentic heart, and being that type of person, like all these things come together and you just have to work on it little by little every single day. And I think it's okay to like scrub your life of all that negative stuff and all the things we just said you probably don't want to watch. And I think if you do that, like we've said, little by little every day, you will get there. And I think as long as you have those, like, you knew 14 years ago that's pretty much what you wanted to do, so it definitely wasn't overnight, but you did get there. And now you're doing it for yourself, which I think is even cooler. Because the things that I'm working on personally in my life, I want to do that as well. And I'm just at the beginning of some of the stuff that I'm doing. It's only been a year and a half of podcasting and I love it. So I know that I'll continue to do it. So I'm so thankful of like your honesty and opening of saying like it's taken this long and it's, you know, I've had this drought for a long time. And I think it's cool to, for what it is, it's cool to like hear about that and see your mindset and pick apart the brain, because I think you deal with the physical stuff is what I'm getting at. You deal with the physical stuff, but like you couldn't have gotten through all of that to where you're doing what you do now without the mental aspect of it. So it's definitely all tied together and you've knocked out both aspects, both the body and the mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, as a fitness trainer, right, or as a strength conditioning coach, people tend to look at it from an outsider perspective and say, oh, well, it's all about the workouts and it's really about like lifting weights and doing cardio. It's like, yeah, that's a minute part of it. But more importantly, it's like, well, if I can get you to think about things a little differently, sure, and feel better about yourself and the way that you think of, you know, your accomplishments or your struggles, if I can get you to frame those types of thoughts in a different way that can help propel you in a better direction, like that's what I've really come to find is more important, you know, like, mm-hmm. The way that you are talking to yourself, you know, or talking to others, right? We've kind of mentioned it. Like if I say it's going to be hard to do that before I even do it. Well, how do you know?
Yeah. You know,
might be hard for me.
I've been guilty of doing that, though, unfortunately.
So it might be easy for you. You know, you might be in, you know, basketball is hard for me. I'm 5'10", but for LeBron James, it's pretty easy. You know, like, he can dunk, I can't. You know, he's already going to win that game. So getting out of that whole thing of, like, I can't do things, you know, things are difficult. Like, yeah, of course, everything is difficult if, you know, you're not well-versed in it. But over time, that'll change, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you can think differently about things, if, you know, yeah, eating healthy is hard nowadays. There's a lot of junk food out there. You know, exercising properly is hard. There's a lot of things coming at us throughout our day. But if you understand that you can fit things into your specific lifestyle that might benefit you in the long run, that's okay. You know, like, you don't have to work out for an hour and a half if you don't have it. You know, 30 minutes might be where you're at, and that's better than nothing. You know, sure. So getting people to understand that, you know, like, they're in control of their lives, and it's up here, you know, and this will dictate what goes on throughout the rest of your body and into your environment, you know, is something that I've really kind of taken pride of over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Learning about, you know, because it is a bigger part of it, you know, and I think, like, even the whole, even kind of stepping back from it and talking about mental health as a whole, you know, like, mm-hmm. I'm super excited about where health and wellness is going as a whole, because we are talking about mental health more,
yeah.
Right? We are thinking of things from a more holistic approach than just thinking like, okay, go pick those dumbbells up. You know, it is way more about how you're feeling about picking those dumbbells up than actually picking them up, you know? Like, accomplishing things that are hard make you feel better. I want more of that in your life. I want you to feel better about the things that you're doing, because most people undersell themselves and oversell other people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They look at themselves negatively, and someone who's doing the exact same thing, they think that they're a god, you know? When it's like, well, you can be a god too, you know, in your own mind. Like, you can be that person that you want to be, and you are that person. Just think of it that way, you know? Like, we are all, most of us, I would assume, are doing very beneficial things in our communities, you know, whether or not we want to recognize those. So I think we need to do more of that mm-hmm. and less underselling ourselves in terms of our abilities, you know? That's what I'm really, you know, looking forward to continuing doing in the future. And I hope more people that listen to this podcast will do the same.
Man, Josh, I could not agree more with that. Like, the whole mental health, like, we talk about mental health a lot. I want to talk about it more because I don't think we talk about it enough. And we talk about emotional intelligence and all of these things wrapped up. And I think focusing on it more and having these kind of conversations and talks about it and recognizing the importance of it, but also how it relates to the body. Like you were saying in that example of the dumbbells, I think it's really actually cool to hear you explain, like, not just or how, like, picking up the dumbbell went. And I think that's important. So I'm glad you brought it up. And I think that's an amazing note to end on. And I also am always, I probably say it every conversation now, I'm always blown away when we get to 30 minutes here. Cause like, I'm so interested.
Yeah, it went by so quickly.
Yeah, you do. It does go by so quickly. I really like, you know, picking the minds of individuals that have done this. And I'm always so appreciative of you and everyone else for sharing your story, because, like, we talked about a lot of things like honesty and honest intentions, right? So you have a lot of that, and that's why, like, I going all the way back to, like, having Anthony on here and, like, hearing his story and connecting with him. And so I had that conversation with him. Now we're connected, and I could quite easily see what type of individual he was. So, like, when, like I was saying, like, when somebody recommends me somebody else, I'm like, I don't even have to really do any due diligence on that person because I trust this other person, right? So I think when you guys are friends, right? So when you're friends with people like that, like, you're that guy and he's that type of guy, and it totally makes sense, like, now having talked to both of you, why you're friends, right? So I think that's really cool. So, like, go out there and, like, talk to people and meet people that they're even the kind of people that you want to be more like. Like, if I want to be more of a helper and a contributor to society, then go find somebody that's doing that. And, like you said, like, go shadow them or go see what they're doing and really get that experience with them.
Right. One little last point, because I really like something that you talked about at the beginning, right? You know, I always use this example between Anthony and I, you know, because even though we're relatively in the same spot entrepreneurially with our businesses, we've gotten there through completely separate ways. You know, like, I went the more, like you said, the more formal route.
Yeah.
I got my education through university, right? I have my master's degree in exercise science. And Anthony, you know, built it up through reading, you know, textbooks on his own. And
so cool. Yeah. The contrast. Yeah.
Stuff and doing and you know, training people one-on-one. So it's not necessarily about, you know, the end result, you know. Yeah, that's important, but there are many different ways in which we can all get to the same spot, you know? So don't feel like you need to be stuck in this path that someone else took just because they're successful in something you want to do, right? Carve out your own space. Like, that's how you're going to really learn about yourself and about what you're really passionate about. It's figuring out ways to do things the way you want to do them.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's a great note to end on, and I'm glad you had that to say. It's so important to note that there's, like we've said a couple of times, like I've talked to so many people, right? So one of the huge things that stands out to me is it's just so different for everybody. Like you may also not agree with everything we say, but that's great. I don't want you to agree with everything I say on the podcast. That would be scary if you agreed with everything, right? Like, and at the same way, like I want you to understand that there's different ways to do the same thing or similar thing, right? Like you said. So I'm really glad you brought that up, and I'm really glad that you came on the show. And I think, I know that I had a great time, and I think it was just a plethora of great and positive information. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm glad that we were able to have this conversation. What you're doing is remarkable. I think we need to have more people.
Thank you.
That are kind of spreading this message that, you know, even though people find their own path, you know, as long as you're helping others and you're trying your best, big things will come your way eventually, you know? So Thank you for having me on, and thank you for everything that you're doing.
Yeah. And let's recap what you said at the beginning real quick again. Like, where can people find you? Instagram, website, anything like that?
My Instagram is The Movement Coach. So THEMVMT Coach, COACH. And my website is The Movement Coach, same thing as my handle.com. I have plenty of weekly workouts and Steel Mace programs coming out with a bunch of cool stuff in the near future. So please, guys, feel free to reach out if anyone has any questions about what I do or any way I can help any of you. I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Josh, like I said, thank you so much for being here with me tonight, and have a great rest of your night.
Thanks, you too.
Good vibration.